You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips number 66. Welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 66. I'm Marcos Salles, and today we're going to speak about the regency of a few verbs in Portuguese. Become a member and have full access to our episodes' transcripts, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, which you know is our entirely in Portuguese podcast. By paying a small monthly amount, you can practice your reading, and you can also increase your Portuguese vocabulary, since each transcript has keywords translations that will help you with this task. And of course, you'll be helping us to keep this website online. The best part of it, you can cancel the subscription anytime with no small print to do that. Needless to pay any additional fees because of it. Visit TodoMundoPod.com and become a member. On today's episode, we're going to speak about Portuguese regency, the regency of a few verbs in Portuguese. When we speak about regência, again, regência in Portuguese, we mean there are some words that require complements. Still, we have other expressions that don't require them. We mostly use prepositions to do that. For instance, ele foi ao banheiro. Ele foi ao banheiro. He went to the bathroom. See, in this case, we used the preposition a since the verb ir requires this complement. Ao is the junction, is the union of the preposition a and the article o in Portuguese. That explains somehow why we use crase in Portuguese. I mean, if we are referring to a feminine noun and the verb requires a preposition, we need to put both the article and the preposition all together. So we have two A letters in the sentence. Instead of writing it down on the paper, we just flag it by using crase. See that? Eu fui à escola. Eu fui à escola. I went to the school. My pronunciation is the same here. However, if you are reading this text, you can see we have a little difference in the written sentence. The letter A is flagged as if I was saying, hey, I have two letters here. Don't forget it. Okay, let's get back to the regency in Portuguese. Let's speak about the main verbs you need to be aware of. Precisar de, necessitar de, to need. We always use the preposition de in these verbs. Eu preciso de algo. Eu necessito de algo. I need something. Note that in English, we don't need to complement the verb in those cases. So you need to remember, you need to do that in Portuguese. Obedecer a, to obey. This verb also requires the preposition a in the sentences. I'm saying it because in an informal kind of Portuguese, we Brazilians don't usually pronounce it. See, the correct way of pronunciation is: eu obedeço a meus pais. Eu obedeço a meus pais. I obey my parents. However, you may sometimes hear eu obedeço meus pais instead of eu obedeço aos meus pais with no preposition in the sentence. This is informal. Remember it. Aspirar or aspirar a. Aspirate. I'll speak about this verb in order to emphasize the importance of using, the importance of knowing about Regency in Portuguese. If we use it with no preposition, we mean something. But if we add a simple letter to the sentence, we have its meaning completely changed. See that? Eu aspirei toda a casa hoje. Eu aspirei toda a casa hoje. I vacuumed the whole house today. Eu aspirei o cheiro das rosas. I breathed in the smell of the roses. In those cases, we're not using the preposition in the sentence. So, the meaning of aspirar here is the same as to breathe. We also use it when we are aspirating the house, vacuuming the house, as we said in the first example. Now pay attention to our second example. Eu aspiro a novo cargo na empresa. Eu aspiro a novo cargo na empresa. I aspire to a new position in the company. I want a new position in the company. Here we have a new case. When we use the verb aspirar accompanied by the preposition a, we mean we want something so much. We want something very, very much. Did you see the meaning of the verb was completely changed? This kind of thing happens all the time in Portuguese. So I'll split this podcast in two parts so you can memorize it as you need, step by step. That's enough for today. If you have questions or suggestions, email us to contato@todomundopod.com. Try and do that in Portuguese and practice this language a little bit. Don't be shy. You don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.